in Luke chapter 8. Listen to verse 43. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, who had spent all of her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. This is added revelation, added information, sir, that we did not get in the Gospel of Matthew. Here was a woman who was diseased for 12 years, and she had done everything in her power to help herself. She had put forth every effort she had to be healed, to get for herself what she needed in her life, and that was deliverance. Spent all that she had. And neither could be healed of any. Came behind him, verse 44, behind Jesus, and touched the border, or the hem of his garment. And immediately, her issue of blood stanched, terminated is the word stanched, stopped. More information, isn't it? She came behind Jesus, and she just reached out and touched the border or the hem of his garment. Jesus never ministered to her, never said anything to her, and yet at that moment she was what? Healed. Immediately, the issue of blood stopped. Boy, people, don't you see that temperature of believing in that woman must have been high? Boy, oh boy. She didn't ask to be prayed for. She didn't ask to be ministered to. She just reached out and just did what? Touched. The hem. Didn't hug him. Didn't put both arms around him. Didn't fall prostrate at his feet. Just, sir, reached out and just touched the hem. And immediately, she was delivered. Jesus turned around, and he said, "Who touched me? Who touched me?" Now, I've got a problem with that. Had he been God, the Word says, God knows everything. Never saw that before. Boy, oh boy. Who touched me? What did Jesus Christ know? He knew what he had studied in the Word. He had studied to show himself approved unto God as a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word. And the only other thing he could have known, sir, is by revelation. God told him. By word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and discerning of what? That's right. Everybody said, "Nobody." Nobody. When all denied. That's what it says in verse 45, right? When all, they said, "We didn't touch you. Nobody touched you." This great Peter comes along with the great answer he always has. I tell you, he's a human being. I like that Peter guy. He just makes so many mistakes, he gets both feet in his mouth at one time without just changing feet. He puts both in at the same time. And Peter, you know, after everybody, nobody touched him. Peter, they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee. There are oodles of people around you, and you say, who touched me? That's a... And oh, Jesus looked Peter right now, boy, and he said, man, I want to tell you something. Somebody touched me. Verse 46. And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me. For I perceive that virtue, and the word virtue is dynamis in every critical Greek text. And the word dynamis is the word that is transliterated into English in the word dynamite. It is translated power at other places in the word. Jesus said, for I perceive that dynamis, power, is gone out of me. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know any other way to teach it than just to tell you that here's a woman who just stole her healing. That's right. She just walked up behind and she was so high, believing so big, that if she could but just touch the hem of his garment, she'd be made whole. And all believing equals receiving. She reached out, she touched. She just took it and was made whole. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, that Jesus, piercing through the audience, through the crowd, said, ah, you. Yeah. She came trembling, you know, full of fear, wondering what this man had laid on her. Because every other religious leader would have raised hell with her. That's right. I went through every record after I left you adults this afternoon. You don't believe this, but indeed, bless your heart. Where it talks about touching in the word. Every record. And it's amazing what the religious leaders said about Jesus. After this woman, with tears, washed his feet and touched him, they looked upon Jesus with eyes of condemnation and hate. A woman one day was taken, I think, in adultery, the word says. That whole religious gang was standing around and said, kill her! Kill her! Kill her! Jesus came in and flipped his finger around in the sand a little bit. And while he was doing that, he said, hey, fellas, you guys, any of you without sin, you cast first stone. And he kept writing. About 30 seconds later, he looked up and there were 60 men gone. 70. They blew that place so fast it'd make your hair swim. Nobody left. This woman was used to that kind of religious treatment. That when somebody fell flat on their face or something occurred, then the rest of them would come along and tramp them down harder and harder. And ladies and gentlemen, that's been some of our experiences too in this day and time in which we live. When we were questing for the things of God and wanted the power of God, we just wanted God's help. And instead of people helping us, they just drove us down and down and down. They laughed at you. That's the kind of treatment she thought she was headed for. That's why she came trembling. And falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, "You good for nothing, lousy woman. You sinner.
No.
You old dope addict."
No.
He called her a daughter. God, people, don't you see the love of Christ? The love of God?